We start the day's other news in Canada. Police there have identified the suspect in yesterday's mass shooting as an 18-year-old who had a history of mental health issues. Authorities said today that Jesse Van Rootselaar is suspected of killing 8 people. They also shared she was born biologically male and began transitioning to female 6 years ago. Van Rootselaar allegedly killed her mother and stepbrother in the remote town of Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, plus several others at a local school, most of them students aged 12 and 13. Eyewitness video shows survivors exiting the Tumbler Ridge Secondary School with their hands raised. Police say the shooter's motive remains unclear and that she took her own life. Earlier today, Prime Minister Mark Carney called it a very difficult day for the nation.
Parents, grandparents, sisters, brothers in Tumbler Ridge will wake up without someone they love. The nation mourns with you. Canada stands by you.
We will get through this, we will learn from this, but right now it's a time to come together, as Canadians always do.
Carney has said that flags will fly at half staff for 7 days to honor the victims. Such attacks are rare in Canada, which has strict gun control laws. In Arizona, police are widening their search along multiple roadways for Nancy Guthrie after releasing a man they detained for questioning.
I mean, I hope they get the suspect, because I'm not it.
The man had told reporters he had nothing to do with Guthrie's disappearance, and authorities have not said why they pulled him over and searched his home. That came just hours after the FBI released surveillance video of a masked figure on Guthrie's porch. The disappearance of the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie has captured the nation's attention since she vanished 11 days ago. NATO has officially started a new mission to strengthen its presence in the Arctic. The effort, called Arctic Sentry, comes after President Trump ratcheted up tensions within the alliance with his threats to annex Greenland. This new effort does not involve long-term troop deployments to the region. Rather, NATO will coordinate military exercises there in a bid to deter China and Russia. Separately today, Moscow said it will stick to the limits of the last nuclear arms treaty with the U.S., so long as Washington does as well. Speaking to Russian lawmakers, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said such an arrangement could lead to a more formal deal.
For now, our moratorium on exceeding the limits of this treaty remains in effect. We have reason to believe that the United States is in no hurry to abandon these limits. If our American colleagues intend to maintain some kind of cooperation, we will work actively on a new agreement.
For the first time in decades, the U.S. and Russia have no limits on their nuclear arsenals after the New START treaty expired last week. President Trump has called for a new pact and has said he wants China to be a part of it. Beijing has so far rejected that possibility. In Madagascar, authorities say the tropical cyclone Gizani has killed at least 31 people, and they're warning of potential flooding and landslides still to come. The storm made landfall on the east coast of the Indian Ocean island late last night, bringing high winds and rain. It carved a path of devastation through the main port city of Toamasina, flooding streets and blowing the roofs off buildings. Officials say the storm damaged or destroyed around 75% of the city's infrastructure, and residents have been without power since yesterday. On Wall Street today, stocks ended a touch lower after the new monthly jobs data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 66 points on the day. The Nasdaq fell nearly 40 points. The S&P 500 ended virtually unchanged. And turning to sports news now, the Seahawks took to the streets of Seattle today to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. The team rode a bus emblazoned with world champions on the side as the city celebrated its second title in franchise history. They beat the New England Patriots 29-13 on Sunday in a game watched by nearly 125 million people, according to Nielsen data. That is the second largest audience ever, behind last year's matchup between the Eagles and Chiefs. Bad Bunny's halftime show this year was the fourth most watched in history, with 128 million viewers, more than the game itself. The U.S. added a few more golds in today's action at the Winter Olympics. Fair warning, there are spoilers ahead. Team USA dominated the freestyle women's moguls, with Liz Lemley and Jalen Koff taking the gold and silver, respectively. In men's speed skating, U.S. prodigy Jordan Stoltz took gold in the 1,000 meters and set a new Olympic record along the way. Taking a look now at the medal leaderboard, the U.S. has moved up from fourth place to third in total medals with 12, four of them gold. They trail Norway and host nation Italy with 13 each. And a passing of note, Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has died. With its moody theme song and whip-smart dialogue, the show ran for 6 seasons with Vanderbeek at its center. He played Dawson Leary, the earnest high schooler who, along with his friends, learns about life, love, family, and their futures. The show later found a new generation of fans through streaming services. Vanderbeek also appeared on the big screen in Varsity Blues and on TV as an FBI special agent on CSI Cyber. In late 2024, he revealed that he was being treated for colorectal cancer, a journey he chronicled on social media. Last year, he made a surprise appearance via video at a Dawson's Creek reunion after initially canceling due to poor health.
I wanted to stand on that stage and thank every single person in this theater for being here tonight. From the cast to the crew to everybody who's donated time and been so generous. And especially every single last one of you, are the best fans in the world.
In a social media post, his wife described him as a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. James Vanderbeek was 48 years old. Still to come on the News Hour, Israel's prime minister visits Washington to discuss nuclear negotiations with Iran. Lawmakers grill Attorney General Pam Bondi over the Epstein files. And Congressman Jason Crow discusses a failed effort to indict him and others for encouraging the military to refuse unlawful orders.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.